The Good News, According to Luke, Chapter 12. Written by David W. Dyer. Read by Wayne O'Connor. At a time when a crowd of many thousands was gathered together, so many that they trampled on each other, he began to say to his disciples, "Above all things, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, that is, pretending to be something you are really not. For there is nothing covered up that will not be exposed, or hidden that will not be revealed. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in the secret rooms will be shouted from the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has the power to throw you into Gehenna. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Aren't 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Don't be fearful. You are of more value than many sparrows. Yes, even the hairs of your head have all been counted. And I say to you, everyone who confesses me in front of men, the Son of Man will also confess him in front of the angels of God. But he who denies me through words and actions in the presence of men will be utterly disowned in the presence of the angels of God. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it can be forgiven him. But someone who has spoken evil of the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. And when they take you before those running the synagogues, that is, religious meeting places, or before the rulers, or before the civil authorities, don't be anxious about how you will defend yourself or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will instruct you at that exact time what you ought to say." And someone out in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or one who divides property for you?" And he said to them, "Watch yourself and keep yourselves from all desire for wealth. For a man's life is not made up of the abundance of the things which he possesses." And he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The farm of a certain rich man produced plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, 'What should I do, because I don't have enough space to store all my produce?' So he said, 'I know what I'll do. I will demolish my storehouses and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. Then I will say to my soul, Soul, you have plenty of goods stored up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, tonight your soul life will be required of you, and all the things which you have prepared, whose will they be? So is he who stores up wealth for himself, but is not rich toward God.' And he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, don't let your soul life be anxious about what you will eat, or about what you will put on your body. For the soul life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Contemplate the ravens. They don't sow or reap. They have no storehouses or barn, yet God feeds them. You are of much more value by far than the birds. But which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to the measure of his life? If then you are not able to do even that which is least, why are you anxious concerning the rest? Contemplate the lilies, how they grow. They don't exhaust themselves with labor, neither do they spin thread. Yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God clothes the grass in the field in such a wonderful way, which today is growing and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you who have little faith? And don't seek after what you will eat and what you will drink, neither be anxious. For the nations of the world seek after all these things, but your Father knows that you need these things. Instead, seek the kingdom of God, and these things will be gathered for you. Don't be terrified, little flock, for your Father is very pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to others, thereby making yourselves money pouches which don't get old, an inexhaustible storehouse of treasure in the heavens, where no thief comes and no moth larva destroys. For where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be, too. Be dressed and ready and have your lamps burning, and be like men waiting for their master to return from the marriage feast, so that when he comes and knocks, they are ready to open up for him. Blessed are those servants whom the master will find being diligent when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will prepare himself, have them sit down for a meal, and will come and serve them. And if he comes in the second night watch period, or in the third, and finds them prepared, those servants will be blessed. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have watched, and not have let his house be broken into. You also be ready, for the Son of Man will come at a time when you don't expect him. And Peter said, Lord, are you just saying this parable to us, or to everyone else too? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord sets over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, will find fulfilling his task. What I say to you is true. He will appoint him to administer all his possessions. But if that same servant says in his heart, My Lord is delaying his coming, and begins to abuse the other men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the Lord of that servant will come on a day which he doesn't expect him, and at a time which he doesn't imagine. Then he will whip or beat him severely, and assign him his share with the unfaithful. Start Dyer Commentary. Whip or beat him severely is a much better translation than those which say cut him in pieces or cut him in sunder. God is not some kind of maniac who cuts people up into pieces. This phrase refers to how the skin on the back of someone who has been beaten with a rod or whip opens up to show the flesh inside. It is doubtful that this punishment will be physical, but it's probably referring to a severe discipline, which it is hard for us to imagine in other terms. End Dyer Commentary. And that servant, who knew his Lord's will, and did not prepare himself or carry out his will be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not understand and did things worthy of stripes will be beaten with few stripes. And to whomever much is given, much will be required of him, and to whom someone entrusts a larger portion, even more will be asked from him. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how much I wish it were already burning. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and I am completely consumed with this work until it is finally finished. Do you think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth? I tell you no, but instead, division. For from now on, in a household of five, three will be against two, and two against three. A father will be opposing his son, and son opposing his father. Mother will be against her daughter, and daughter against her mother. Mother-in-law will turn against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said to the crowds also, When you see a cloud rising in the west, right away you say, There's a rainstorm coming. And that's what happens. And when a south wind is blowing, you say, There will be a scorching heat. And that is how it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the heaven and the earth. But how is it that you don't recognize this present time? And why, even among yourselves, don't you judge what is right? Therefore, when you are going with your adversary before the ruler, on the way be diligent to be released by him from his cause against you, so that he doesn't drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I say to you, there is no way you will come out of there until you have paid the very last small amount. This is the end of Luke chapter 12.